Baik, bercakap lanjut berkaitan dengan kebebasan media, kebebasan akhbar dan melihat kepada senario semasa. Bersama saya menerusi Google Meet ketika ini, Timbalan Ketua Penerangan Majlis Belia Malaysia. Kita bersama dengan Kavita Mahendran. Selamat petang, Kavita.
Selamat petang.
Kavita, melihat kepada hari ini, 2021, melewati beberapa tahun kita melihat kepada media bagaimana laporan dan juga liputan yang dibuat. Adakah Kavita merasakan waktu ini, masa dan juga saat ini, kebebasan media itu di tahap mana?
Okey, terima kasih atas soalan itu. Izinkan saya untuk menjawab soalan ini dalam bahasa Inggeris, ya? Ya. Okay, freedom of expression in today's age. I would say that we should continuously advocate for freedom of expression because in regards to our own country, Malaysia, so we have like multiple laws that actually are controlling the media, from Printing and Publication Act, Sedition Act, and also act, even the recent one as the Anti-Fake News Act. So all these acts are coming into play and controlling the media from performing freely or to actually deliver the news from their standpoint. So when multiple parties are actually involved in terms of controlling the media or when they are publishing the news, it will be a problem for media from performing their roles in properly or orderly manner. So this is my opinion as for Malaysia.
Dan juga melihat kepada kenapa pentingnya untuk kita teruskan advokasi kebebasan media dan kesahihan maklumat ini.
Okay, sebab saya rasa benda ini penting sebab freedom of expression is the basis or foundation of human rights. And sebab daripada what forms a government will be the three bodies, the judiciary, legislative and executive. And we also should recognize the media as the fourth estate. So when we are forming these three organizations that are forming out the government, the media should stand there to question this organization and also to question whether they are performing their role properly and whether the people are benefiting from them. So because the media are the only medium that's there to voice out the people's opinions and also the voices, mm-hmm. and media should be given the utmost liberty for them to do the right, proper writing on behalf of people. And secondly, we should continuously advocate media freedom because media is the only place where they'll be able to voice out for the voiceless or the marginalized or the minority groups of people. So media play this role in conveying this message to the higher authority. And thirdly, there are more points to this, but I'm just highlighting the three points. And thirdly, when we are advocating media freedom, we will get a fairer and better democracy and also a fairer election. Because when the media is would be the only place where the people are depending on and they are the right medium for them to question the authoritative or also the government in ensuring that the rights or the benefits of the entire population in the country are protected as well.
Kavita, kalau kita bercakap berkaitan dengan media, mungkin ada dalam kalangan kita mengetahui apa itu media arus perdana. Bila kita ada kebejatan media sosial, contohnya, ia ada setengah-setengahnya menganggap ini ada juga, adalah media juga, tetapi media menerusi digital dan sebagainya. Bagaimana untuk kita menilai dan juga harus tahu proses advokasi kebebasan media ini supaya ia jelas, ia melibatkan media yang betul-betul mengikut garis panduan sebagai media yang telah pun berada di bawah kementerian contohnya.
Okey, so sekarang ini kita tidak boleh menafikan yang para masyarakat kita ni kita sedang melalui this term called individualized citizen because all of us citizens are actually consuming media from our own devices. So we get to pick and choose the kind of news that we're going to consume. And at the same time, each citizens or also Malaysians, they should be able to make sure that you are getting the sources from a credible source. For example, the traditional media are basically the news that you're seeing from the TV, radio, or also they are also available on many digital platforms. So even like Astro Awani or other media entities, they should be able to cross-check the information that you are getting from this main media platform first. Because when a particular news is published, at the same time, there are other media are also publishing the same story. Before you can spread or you're sharing the particular information that you're getting from a digital source, so it's very important for a citizen because this is also our responsibility in curbing or spreading fake news as well. So before we could share the news to other people, we have to make sure that we cross-check so we can do our own research as well for this particular topic. Now, for example, the vaccines. Vaccines are often a confusion among people. So before we spread the news telling people, no, we shouldn't take vaccine, but we make sure that we have gotten the information correctly from the right person before spreading them. So each citizens are responsible in cross-checking their own news before they're sharing. And as for media, media also play an important role in here as well. Rather than for them citing a particular a party or a person, it's important for media to publish the news in a neutral form so that the people can judge from it at the end of the day.
Kavita, dan akhir sekali, cabaran besar kebebasan media itu datangnya daripada mana dan bagaimana untuk kita selesaikan?
Okay, cabaran yang terbesar saya rasa is mostly the Media Act. Media Act would be the biggest challenge for any media for them to tackle, because it's very frustrating for a reporter or a journalist. They want to publish a particular story, tapi in their head, mereka dah kena self-censorship. They have to like, oh no, they are so afraid. Because freedom of expression is where people get to practice to write their opinions without any fear. So this is the basis. Tapi bila kalau dah ketakutan tu dah macam, like it's already in your head, it will be very difficult for the reporters or journalists to write the proper news. And I really hope that one day that all media will be free from media ownership, media control, so that they'll be able to publish news better. And how we can challenge this, or how we can overcome these challenges, rather than bila nak kata like, kalau tak suka satu benda tu, kita kena pergi protes kat atas jalanan. Bukan tak semestinya macam tu. Yeah. Tapi media can be smart in terms of, maybe in terms of kita nak frame particular message. We can frame it in the terms of either responsible framing, merit framing, or patriotic framing. Yeah. So all this sort of framing ni, media can play of it in publishing the news. And at the same time, kita boleh update the tactics macam mana kita nak buat. Now, for example, sebelum a media we get the news out, kita akan interview beberapa orang, tapi pada setakat ni, we cannot openly go and meet people. So maybe we can do like online polls. We can get opinion from people before we publish a story. And at the same time, media can also do collaboration. Collaboration with the different organizations. So mereka boleh buat research. And so daripada data ni, kita boleh collect and then we compile. And for us to say that, okay, you know what? Media in Malaysia, we need more freedom, because even if you want to check the world press, by the World Borderless Reporters, the index, we have dropped 18 steps even lower compared to last year. So for us to improve that, so by collecting all this data and by media forming a new tactic of how them are tackling this, it will be a good way for them to handle this challenge.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kavita Mahendran, yang merupakan Timbalan Ketua Penerangan Majlis Belia Malaysia. Kita bercakap sempena Hari Kebebasan Akhbar 2021. Kita berhenti rehat sekali lagi. Kita kembali selepas ini.